but you guys know who I'm going to be talking about. I've said his name probably for the last 3 weeks, and there's a reason he's still on the free agent market and nobody's picked him up. You know what I'm talking about? Precious Achiuwa. Shout out to Sports Illustrated for giving us the following information. According to them, the New York Knicks opted to not extend Precious Achiuwa a qualifying offer, making the former Raptors forward an unrestricted free agent this summer. New York is said to still be interested in re-signing him, according to Fred Katz, but no deal has materialized as of yet. Hear this, though. Here's what I want to talk about. Something that doesn't get said enough. Even though Achiuwa did play backup center for the Knicks last season, he did it, by the way, because we were injured, we had nobody to play, and we needed players on the floor. I wanted to mention that. But either way, here's how Tom Thibodeau views Precious Achiuwa, because a lot of people are saying, sign Achiuwa, he could come here, he could be the backup center. That's true, but maybe only if Tom Thibodeau wants it that way. Because according to the New York Post, Steph Bondi, he reports Tom Thibodeau prefers Precious Achiuwa at the four spot. He's slightly undersized at 6'8", or if you want to say 6'9", whatever. According to Tom Thibodeau, he might be slightly undersized to play that position. And if Mitchell Robinson is sidelined for an extended period of time, it might be a lot to ask Precious Achiuwa to play center position for the Knicks. And according to this latest report from Ian Begley, he states the Knicks have continued to be in touch with Precious Achiuwa, trying to get him back on this team. They're only doing this if they can't land another center via trade. And again, playing center for the Knicks is no easy task. You're going to have to bang. You're going to have to rebound. You're going to have to get those putback dunks. You're going to have to put your body on the line each and every night. It's not going to be easy. And some nights, you might not be able to score. You might have to pass the ball to another player that's open. Maybe it's Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, whoever it is. And if you're somebody that thrives on getting a little bit of offense, some nights it may not be your night. But get this. If the Knicks cannot make a trade, if they cannot pull off a trade, if nobody else is available, if they can't get Precious, if they can't get Davis Bertans, if they cannot fill out that center position, they're going to go into the season with Jericho Sims and Mitchell Robinson. Is that what I want? From watching my videos, I'm sure you guys already know. Mitchell Robinson, I'm extremely fearful about. His health over the last few seasons have gotten worse. He's missed more games, and it's concerning. When he's healthy and he's active, he is one of the best centers in terms of defense in the league. On offense, what does he give you? And that's the problem with Mitchell Robinson. Not only that, his health concerns, when you put it all together, it makes sense why the Knicks are looking to upgrade at the center position, or at least try to find a backup center that can play starter minutes. Because if you're playing starter minutes as a backup or you're used to it, it's helpful for the Knicks because that shows you their level of confidence in Mitchell Robinson. He might be able to start some games, a handful of games, but they don't have confidence that they'll start every single game. And if you don't have confidence in that, you need somebody that can play a lot of minutes, has the size to play a lot of minutes, that can bang, and is used to playing that position. Achiuwa, not used to playing that position. Bertans, not used to playing that position. But between the two, Achiuwa would be the one that I would go with because he has experience under head coach Tom Thibodeau. He understands how to play with Jalen Brunson. He understands his role. He was effective for the Knicks last year, more effective than he ever was in his entire career. We have to mention that. So given all of that, if they can't make a trade, go after Precious, sign him, get him on this team, and hope and pray Mitchell Robinson doesn't get injured, Jericho Sims takes a magical step, and Precious Achiuwa continues to do what he did last year, impress each and every one of us, because he was doing that. Incredibly enough, and I didn't believe he was going to, especially after the slow start, but after we went down with a lot of injuries, Tom Thibodeau put him in, he stepped up, and he did what he needed to do. A lot of the games, you got to credit him. You got to credit him to get those rebounds, making sure he got those points for us. He was making sure he was playing with Jalen Brunson very well. I remember those games. Some of those games, the Knicks were struggling to win, But Precious Achiuwa came through and he got it done for us. So I don't mind it. I remember those games. And if Mitchell Robinson does go down in a couple of games, the Knicks can definitely pull that off, insert Precious Achiuwa into that game, and maybe that does something for the Knicks. Maybe it protects them in the long run. APAP says, me personally, I think Randle should be allowed to finish what he started. Mitchell Robinson gets hurt one more time. One more. He has to be traded. Listen, AP, I believe you, man, and I hear you. I understand. You and a lot of other people have a lot of belief in Mitchell Robinson, and I understand why. First of all, he's a homegrown Knick. We drafted him. Nobody believed in him, but we picked him up, and look at where he is right now. I understand that point to an extent. I understand wanting to finish the story for all my WWE fans right now. I understand wanting to do that as well. But at the same time, you need to understand when to let go. Let's say he does have another injury and you do want to trade him. Will he have as much value now? Excuse me. Will he have as much value then as he has right now? He won't. He won't. If he goes through another injury and you try to trade him, whatever value you can get for him right now, which what might be a first round pick, a player and a second round pick, if I'm trying to be a little bit greedy, that's maybe what you get for Mitchell Robinson right now because of his injury history, not because of what he can do, because of his injury history. Remember, you have to sell this trade to another team. Will another team want to give up significant assets for a player that doesn't play significant amount of games? That's what you have to remember and understand. And if another injury happens, how do you sell that? What's that value? What does that get you? That's the risk right now that the Knicks are taking. I'm not saying trade Mitchell Robinson just to trade him. I'm not saying that. But if you can make an upgrade at the center position, a legitimate upgrade, and you have to let go of Mitchell Robinson, you let go of Mitchell Robinson because the defense, if this player is young enough, if that player is Jalen Duren, he's young enough to learn the defense under Tom Thibodeau and creative enough, athletic enough, and has experience to play great offense. And he'll play with Jalen Brunson well too. Again, if it's available and that's what's being asked for. All I'm saying is there's a reason the Knicks are looking for centers, right? If they were comfortable, wouldn't they be looking for something else? Wouldn't they be looking for anything else? Who are the players I named to start the show? Walker Kessler, Nick Richards, Alfred Sengun, Jalen Duren. All of those guys are what? Centers. If they felt comfortable at the center position, they wouldn't be looking for centers. If you enjoyed these clips from the live show, be sure to subscribe to the channel and have notifications turned on so you don't miss any new episodes or when we go live. Thanks for watching, Knick fans, and until next time, peace.